You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Andrea Smith of the Ads Agency, a marketing and branding firm based in Atlanta, Georgia, that brings global experience with a local touch. They also work to bring new and aspiring entrepreneurs, as well as personal branders, the very best in marketing, branding, and business tips. Andrea, pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, awesome to be here. Thanks so much for inviting me.
And you're most welcome, and looking forward to hearing from you, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So most of our listeners are small business owners. If I'm a small business owner, what are the things I need to be thinking about when hiring a marketing expert for the first time?
Sure, yes, and I run across those all the time. I would say the first tips I've got there is to let them be your expert when you do hire someone. And you hire them for their expertise, let them be your expert, and also allow them at your decision-making table. That's hard for some of us who are small business owners to let someone new into our decision-making realm, but it's important for marketers to be there for many reasons. Mainly it's because you're tying your business goals to your marketing plan, ideally. So you want that person to have insight, good insight, so they can help make the best decisions for your marketing. And lastly, to be open to their ideas, you know, because they're going to bring you a wealth of experience from everywhere they've been. So that would be my best tips for someone hiring out marketing for the first time.
And good advice there. Thanks for that. Now, is done better than perfect in business?
Is done better than perfect. So, you know, we talk about this a lot and with a lot of my clients and have a good time with it too, but you know, a lot of people get stuck with analysis paralysis, perfectionism paralysis. There's a wonderful poem I love called If by Rudyard Kipling. And part of that poem, he said, to dream but not make dreams your master, and to think but not make thoughts your aim. And so that kind of leads yourself to the idea that it's great to be excellent. We want to be excellent in what we do. But that doesn't mean it has to be perfect, because perfect will slow us down every time. It's the whole reason why so much things don't get done, because we're trying so hard to make everything so perfect. So I would say in business, strive for excellence, not necessarily perfectionism, because that can always bog you down. And keep moving that needle to progress. So yeah, I think those are the best things to do.
And I certainly would agree with you there, and thanks for touching on those points. Now, what do you think about networking as a form of marketing for one's business? What can entrepreneurs do to network better?
Oh, yeah, I love networking so much. So I would say, you know, when you're out there trying to network for yourself and you're going to these events and conferences and all of those kind of things, the first most important thing you can do is forget about yourself. You know, you need to focus on the other person and how you can bring value to them. Everybody's always out there thinking about me, and what can I get out of this? Think about how you can help someone, and that makes you so memorable. Also, remember your energy in a room. So walk through a room with energy. Come in with – I love this tip from the Art of Charm podcast. And they said to put these colorful stickies on doorways in your house. So every time you walk through them, you remember, you see it. It's like a visual reminder, head up, shoulders back, big, warm, genuine smile. And you're walking through a room, you try to like maintain that energy every time you walk through a doorway. So those are all things, because, you know, no one wants to walk up and talk to someone who's so unapproachable. So remembering your energy and remembering to give to people, you know, again, giving value by serving. is a way that you can really stand out and differentiate yourself. And the more that you can do that, you endear yourself to people and build relationships instead of trying to just immediately sell all the time, which is what we think we're supposed to do. And it actually turns everybody off. So don't do any of those things.
And thanks so much for sharing your thoughts in that regard today. We're joined by Andrea Smith of the Ads Agency, a marketing and branding firm based in Atlanta, Georgia, that brings global experience with a local touch here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, what if one's launching a business or product for the first time? Should they throw a launch party for it? What are your tips and thoughts here?
Yeah, I love launch parties. You know, it all depends on funding. You know, how much budget do you have available for that kind of party and attention? I think they're wonderful for brand awareness, because when you're launching a new company or a new product line or that kind of thing, that's the number one thing you need is first people have to be aware of something before they can even begin to think about buying it. So throwing a launch party is a great way to do that. I would say if you're going to go that route, there's so many different levels of it. Again, it all depends on budget, but you could do an online launch party. You could do a soft launch, live in your city, do something in a physical space, or even like an ultimate VIP kind of experience where you're inviting out the influencers for your product or business and giving them a VIP kind of a treatment that's just really for them and it's a small crowd. Those are all kind of friendly ideas you can do as a small business owner. But if you're going to do a launch party, I would say make sure you establish your launch party goals. What do you want to get out of that? Again, it's normally brand awareness. So make sure your brand's everywhere. And also make sure you really know your audience before you do that, before you launch a party. Make sure that you are aware of what's going to resonate with them at this party to make it the best experience possible. And finally, align your vision for your party with the vision for your business or your product line, whatever it is that you've got that you're trying to launch, making sure that whatever you do lines up with your business goals too. So I'm definitely a fan of launch parties. Do them, but just keep those kind of really cool things in mind when you're doing them.
Good stuff there, Andrea. Thanks for that as well. Now, what's something cool in conclusion and new you're seeing out there that businesses could try for their own marketing efforts?
Yeah, so one cool thing I'm starting to pitch to my clients is the idea of geofencing. I don't know if you've heard of that, Eric, but geofencing is like a really fun new thing you can do. It's not quite the same as what you can do with Facebook ads where you're targeting people by zip code and city and that kind of thing. This is much more succinct and detailed than that. You can really get quite granular with geofencing. So you can actually target a very precise area down to the contours of a building, even like a convention center where you've got like a conference going on, and you can send somebody a message as they're walking past a competitor's booth, for example, and give them your message as opposed to them paying attention to the competitor's booth. Some of this is kind of like sneaky granular marketing, but your competitors will do it to you. So there's some very fun, interesting things that you can do with this. Even with other events and workshops and things you do as people are walking into a building, you can get served up ads to your clients and customers or potential customers as they're walking across the space. So it's really fun and interesting to look into geofencing. It's about an investment of at least $1,000 per month that you do it. But it's really, if you've got it, I think that's something really cool to try, just because it's such an interesting, different, new way that entrepreneurs can kind of get their message out there that probably their competitors aren't touching yet.
And that certainly is some cool technology, no doubt about that. Andrea, it's really good to have had you with us here today from Atlanta. Where can listeners get all the details online, of course, about the ads agency, and how could one also be in touch accordingly?
Yeah, so everywhere it's the adsagency.co, that's TheAdsAgency.co. It's a double entendre for my initials, Andrea D. Smith, and ads like advertising. agency, the ADSAgency.co, or you can also do that on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. We're on YouTube, iTunes. So if you search that anywhere at the ADS Agency, you'll find us. So awesome. Thanks so much for having us.
And you're more than welcome, Andrea. Thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best. And again, we really appreciate your joining us here today.
That'd be fun, Eric. You too.
We've been speaking with Andrea Smith of the Yads Agency, a marketing and branding firm based in Atlanta, Georgia, that brings global experience with a local touch, bringing new and aspiring entrepreneurs, as well as personal branders, the very best in marketing, branding, and business tips. And for further details, visit theyadsagency.co. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.